I think this one, this story, is even worse than that. And I thought that was bad. Hello?
Hello.
You don't want to give your name, do you?
Best not to.
Okay, right. I need the story. Tell me from the start.
Okay, I kept getting random telephone calls on my mobile phone. It turned out to be this girl's faulty answer machine. Her answer machine was diverting to my phone.
Right.
I managed to contact the girl. We got chatting, we got flirting over texts and emails, and she started sending me letters and pictures.
But she wasn't supposed to be contacting you?
No. It was just a random sort of act of luck, as it were. And so we got in contact, started talking to each other and emailing and texting and ringing, and we're flirting with each other. But it was really going nowhere fast. I didn't really want anything else to do with it, to be honest.
We didn't even know her, really, did you?
No, she was all right in the photo, right? But no, we didn't really want anything else to do with it, to be honest.
Okay.
One night in the pub, she just texted me randomly. I was with a few friends. I explained to them what was going on and how it wasn't really interested anymore. A mate of mine took the phone off me and said, "Yeah, I'll sort it out." Basically texted her and told her that I'd died.
Right. So your mate texted her,
yep,
and said that you were dead.
Basically, yes.
And then what happened after that?
Afterwards, he carried on texting her, and he carried on emailing her. He then pretended that I've spoke about her quite a lot, and wondered if she'd like to come to the funeral.
So you faked your own death?
Yeah.
And then organised your own funeral?
Yes. Basically, my friend arranged the time and date and said, "Would you like to come?" She said yes, and we thought, no, there's no way she'll turn up. We were even running a book on whether or not she'd turn up. The day came, we were all sat in a pub very close to the church, and she actually turned up.
But whose funeral was it?
It was, we didn't think anyone was going to be there, but there was another funeral on that day. So as she was waiting outside, all the mourners who were turning up, she was chatting to them as well.
I'm actually speechless for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So she went to someone else's funeral thinking that it was your funeral because your mate told her that you were dead.
Yes. She came out after about 10 minutes. I think she must have realised after the vicar stood up and says, "We are here, gathered because of this person," and when it wasn't me, I think she must have realised, and they both left the church after about 10 minutes of being in there.
And you were watching all this from the pub over the road?
Yeah.
And laughing?
At the time, yeah.
How long ago was this?
6 years ago now, probably. 5-6 years ago.
Do you feel even slightly bad about what you've done?
Yes, very much so.
I thought about
it quite a lot, and I'm extremely guilty and extremely ashamed of what I did. It's not the nicest thing to have done.
So does she still think you're dead?
No, we actually rang up afterwards.
Rang who?
We rang the girl afterwards and says, "You know, surprise, I'm not dead." And that didn't go down too well. And that was the last I heard of her.
What is? Did you ring her yourself?
Yeah, because I felt guilty. After her coming out of the church
and looking
even more upset, I rang her just to go, "Surprise," but that didn't go down too well, so...
Well, it probably shocked her a lot.
I'd imagine it did, yeah.
Was it like she'd quite literally seen a ghost?
She didn't know what to say for a good few minutes.
You're a bad, bad man.
I am very bad, very ashamed.
So if that girl is listening now, right?
Yep.
The girl that you sent messages to and flirty texts, and the same girl that turned up at your fake funeral.
Yep.
What have you got to say to her?
I'm really, really sorry. It was a stupid thing to do, and I'm just really sorry. Radio 1. They see me rolling.